Three dozen runners from Northwest Florida and South Alabama are headed to Boston for the 2014 marathon, 1 year after the bombing. It will be a return trip for Pensacola City Councilman Brian Spencer, who crossed the finish line about 30 minutes before the first bombing in 2013. Prior to his departure on Friday, WUWF's Sandra Averhart caught up with Spencer to talk about his mindset heading into this year's big event.
Brian, when we spoke last year, which was shortly after the race, you were adamant about going back to Boston for this year's race.
We owe it to them to return and not let this individual or individuals taint the rich history of the Boston Marathon.
In these past 12 months, have you had any second thoughts about that?
Absolutely not. I've been encouraged to return even more after coming back to Pensacola and listening to other participants' accounts of their experience, as well as hearing really people from even outside the running community that wanted to rally for Boston.
So it's been helpful that you've had people from this area who went and were there, and it's a shared experience, and it kind of gives you more motivation to carry on.
It definitely does. If you will recall, Sandra, the running community here was greeted with tremendous enthusiasm. I would say we were embraced when we returned. The 17th Avenue trestle was painted Boston Strong. And then there was a post-Boston Marathon running event that was organized by Paul Epstein of Running Wild. And we all gathered, and the community did, in a charitable run shortly after the Boston Marathon event to send proceeds back to Boston.
In the time since the marathon, the bombing, and all of those developments that happened with the two brothers accused, did you watch that intently?
I found myself drawn to the 24/7 chase, although I tried to distance myself from it because I felt like it was not really healthy or necessary for me to, as a bystander, watch it. I'm sure that was a feeling shared by many viewers. But I think as each day went on after that event, I would say my pursuit was intent as a viewer. Each day I thought they needed to put an end to this pursuit.
Now, going back, speaking of your going back to Boston to participate in the 2014 marathon, in terms of going back, this is not just a race that you sign up for, you pay your entry fee, and you show up. This is a race that you have to qualify for and that you really have to work as a participant to get into. Talk about your effort to turn right around and qualify for this race.
Well, because I so quickly made a pledge to return, not only when I spoke to other individuals in Boston and to you, Sandra, I also made a promise to the armed guard that escorted us from the hotel lobby to the taxi to go to the airport. And the armed guard with the weapon put his head in the back seat and told all of us, the four of us in the back seat, please return to Boston. And I looked at him and I said, I will return. So the journey to get back there, unfortunately, required me to requalify. And I was fortunate to have a good friend, Paul Epstein, many in the running community know, who assisted me. And that's a kind word. Paul is is never passive, and trained me to return to the Duluth, Minnesota marathon. It's called Grandma's Marathon. And in June, I went there with Paul and ran a qualifying time that allowed me to return to Boston.
And you want to say what that time is?
That time was, I believe, 3:19 or 3:17 and some change.
Which is pretty good. It beats the minimum by 20 minutes or so.
Well, maybe the only advantage in the running world of getting older is your qualifying times do get a little bit longer. They do increase.
Tell me about your training regimen. What do you have to do to get ready for a marathon?
You need to be goal-oriented. You have to establish a goal, and those goals are not only the end goal, meaning I want to qualify for this race and this is the time and I'm going to pick or choose a Boston qualifier. For instance, the Pensacola Marathon is a Boston qualifying race. But in addition to that long-term goal, you need to set almost daily and weekly goals. And that affects or encompasses all aspects of your lifestyle. It's not just the running. It's not just putting on the running shoes and how fast you're running that morning, but it's what are you doing for the remainder of the day? What are you eating? What are you getting enough sleep to stay fit and healthy? And finally, it is beneficial to surround yourself with like-minded individuals that put fitness somewhere in the top priority.
On these long training runs, and you're past that phase right now, days out from the race, but on these long runs, a lot of time to think. What goes through your mind when you're training? And have you put some thought to what it's going to be like going back to Boston, anxieties, excitement? What have you been thinking about?
Well, first of all, what do you think about on those long training runs? I personally toggle back and forth between envisioning, imagining, and anticipating the actual race that I'm training for. If it's a race that I've run before, I find myself actually projecting certain areas and sections of that race. I can feel it. I can sense what it's like at mile 16 at the Boston, on the Boston race. If I'm on mile 16 of my training run, I sort of calibrate how I feel compared to that particular race. And ideally, you want to feel confident at every milestone when you start thinking about where you are in training and where you will be the day of the race. But in addition to that, those long training runs give you ample time to problem solve. You may have, for me as an architect, I can be working on a project and I often am entertaining design solutions. And I'll finish a run and immediately sketch or draw or write down some of my thoughts. So it's very useful. Now, what will I be thinking about as I run Boston this year? I imagine the faces of the spectators will play a big part in affecting many runners' emotions. Individually, I will look for the elation, the happiness, the enthusiasm that really is one of the strongest memorable traits or characteristics of the spectator, the gallery. 26 miles of shoulder-to-shoulder people. There is really no other marathon like it. I've run more than 25 marathons, and Boston is unparalleled in terms of spectator support. I can't help but think that as I approach the final 2 miles, my emotions will be heightened. I expect it, so I'm preparing for it. And when I make that famous turn on Boylston, I'm sure that it will be a lifetime memory.
Brian, is Crystal, your wife, going with you again this year? And are you confident that it's going to be safe, given all the things that have taken place, the safety measures put in place for this coming event?
Yes, Crystal will be traveling with me. And as a matter of fact, Sandra, I'm not so sure that it's possible for Brian Spencer to go to a marathon and show up on time and eat properly and have actually even my bib, my packet registration if she's not with me. That's how dependent I am on Crystal when it comes to these marathon events. And as far as safety, I have been reading, as I'm sure you have, and that Boston is more prepared than ever. I have listened to the Boston police, the chief of police, who has typically run the Boston Marathon. This year, he's not. He has so much to organize. He has so much on his shoulders, in addition to all the first responders. They have undoubtedly taken extraordinary precautions. We, as the participants, have received pre-race information from the Boston Athletic Association, giving us advice and guidelines regarding our bags. So I have absolutely no doubt at all that the runners and the spectators of Boston will be very well protected, and the nation and the world will see Boston strong like they could have never imagined before this event.
Now, we're talking about your wife, Crystal, being with you. There are also a number of other runners from this area who are going. I was doing a quick search and came up with almost 30 from this part of Northwest Florida and two from Atmore. Does that help? And I know your good friends, the Epsteins, are going. Is that helpful to you to know that there are others from our community who are there, or does it turn out to be an individual thing after all?
You know, with almost 30 runners, there will inevitably be some members within that, what I'll say, the Northwest Florida or the Gulf Coast area running community that have been training together and will likely run the race together. They'll be in the same corral. They will have established a running pace and expect to benefit from the camaraderie of running side by side. This year, my training has been more of a solo experience because of being involved in city council. My schedule has not allowed me to be as reliable to a running partner or a running group. But for me, there is absolutely great comfort in knowing that our region is so well represented in a globally recognized running competition.
Well, that said, are you ready to go? Are you excited? What are you feeling in these last days in the run-up to the race?
You know, I don't know how everyone else reacts. For me, since this is, again, more than 25 marathons precedes this one, I tend to get a little bit anxious. I would say I'm approaching the time period where I am ready for that starting gun to go off. I just need to rest. The tapering has already occurred. The long runs are over. And the goal is to just stay healthy and try not to let anyone with a bad cold get near me.
Any particular time that you're shooting for?
You know, that is a loaded question. I think that I'm going to allow this particular marathon to just be the individual journey that you mentioned earlier. And to just cross the finish line is my goal.
One other thing, Brian, when you're done with the race this year, I imagine it'll be a different experience than it was last year. Will you be able to celebrate this time?
I think every runner that attended the 2013 Boston Marathon that's returning this year has some pent-up celebration that will be absolutely manifested after this race. And Crystal and I, as well as other Pensacola runners, will probably establish a rendezvous for that evening, and we'll celebrate for the city of Boston. We'll celebrate them for all of their efforts to orchestrate a successful and safe race, and we will also pay respect for those that will never be able to run again or even attend an event like Boston because of them being victims or casualties of last year's event. So we'll celebrate, but we will also never lose the sight of what happened to those innocent people that were there to celebrate with us.
Well, Brian, thank you so much, and good luck in the race.
Thank you so much, Sandra.